Welcome to the Gregory Neesmith Show podcast. Shout out to the underdogs, my people, and the occasional Trump supporter that might have accidentally found the show. You've made it to the right place if you want to get personal about the news and the culture. Please enjoy this mini episode of the Gregory Neesmith Show. Welcome back to the Gregory Neesmith Show, where we get personal about the news and the culture. And to take you on that journey every week, you have your host, Gregory. That would be me, entrepreneur, business consultant, leadership coach, content creator, a bunch of stuff. But when it's all said and done, I just like to shorthand it and just say I'm into spreading special stuff. I'm into fighting for underdogs to rediscover how special we are in this world as we go from underdogs to champs. I value authenticity, curiosity, and creativity. And I'm grateful to be able to express myself, connect with you. We connect with each other as this radio show and podcast and article series and TV show is just one of the ways that I get to do that. And I'm grateful for that. And then, yeah, we can throw in all the titles and stuff like that. But in the end, I'm just up for spreading some special stuff, and thank you for allowing me and us and you to do it together. With that, I do want to shift gears. I want to give some Black History Month and some Women's History Month shout outs, and then also I want to talk about some underdog stuff. With that, it's still February and it's time for some acknowledgments. And I say this also as this idea of just celebrating people or acknowledging them. Please don't just do it about the people who've passed away. Please acknowledge the people who are in your life right now while they're still here. With that, let's give a couple of Black History Month shout outs. One goes to this man right here. Definitely an underdog and definitely someone who fought for underdogs.
This gave an American Negro for the first time a sense of himself beyond a savage or a clown. It has created, and will create, a great many conundrums. One of the great things that the white world does not know, but I think I do know, is that Black people are just like everybody else. One has used the myth of Negro and the myth of color to pretend and to assume that you are dealing essentially with something exotic, bizarre, and practically, according to human laws, unknown. Alas, it is not true.
And underdogs, if you don't know who that was, it's all good. I'll tell you who it was. It was James Baldwin, a writer and playwright. He talked about racial and social issues in many of his works and was very well known for his essays on the Black experience in America. His essays on discrimination made him a voice for the civil rights movement. And that was James Baldwin. And I'm actually always reminded, one of his quotes that's always stuck with me is this idea of any Negro who's relatively conscious is always in a constant state of rage. And a shout out to James Baldwin, who was definitely an underdog and someone who obviously fought, wrote, marched, spoke out on behalf of a lot of underdogs out there. Two more, and then we'll get into some New Year stuff that I want to talk about. Let's also celebrate one of our women in history, and it's this woman right here.
Let me ask this question, what do colored people now hope to gain by pressing the segregation fight at this time? What immediate results do you hope to achieve?
Well, we hope to achieve equal rights as any human being deserves. That's what we are working for.
What do you think the prospects are for achieving that goal?
I think we'll be successful if we continue.
How long do you think it would take?
I have no idea how long.
And I have no idea how long it's going to take, too, but we're going to keep on going.
I remember well these struggles that we went to during my childhood when the Ku Klux Klan was very active. It just made us stronger to continue the struggle for freedom.
And that was Rosa Parks, a civil rights activist. On December 1st, 1955, she refused to give her bus seat up to a white passenger after the driver moved the line separating the African Americans and the whites back a seat and tried to tell her that she was now in the wrong section of the bus. The bus driver then called the police and had her arrested. This started the Montgomery bus boycott that lasted for 381 days. She also became a symbol of the civil rights movement. Shout out to Rosa Parks, who, let's not just celebrate her in Black History Month, but as we get into Women's History Month, we're going to celebrate her that too. And I know we should celebrate some of these great greats throughout the year, but I'm not one that is against special occasions, right? You should celebrate someone throughout the year, but you still celebrate their birthday. You celebrate your mom throughout the year, but you still give her an extra special shout out on Mother's Day. I am always in great in gratefulness to someone like Rosa Parks all the time, but there's also the cool thing that we have some of these rituals, some of these celebrations, months like this to highlight and just reiterate how thankful we are for folks like Rosa Parks. And then one more, and then we're going to get into some New Year, New Me stuff. Up next,
words are things, I'm convinced. You must be careful about the words you use, or the words you allow to be used in your house. In the Old Testament, we are told in Genesis that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. That's in Genesis. Words are things. You must be careful. Careful about calling people out of their names, using racial pejoratives and sexual pejoratives and all that ignorance. Don't do that. Someday we'll be able to measure the power of words. I think they are things. I think they get on the walls. They get in your wallpaper. They get in your rugs, in your upholstery, in your clothes, and finally into you.
Man, part of me wants to just play that again. That was Maya Angelou, civil rights activist, author, and poet. She's best known for her memoir, I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings, and was the first nonfiction bestseller by an African-American woman. And she talks about the power of words. You know, one of the things that I've learned over the years is that there's a lot of things that I learned that as I get older, I'm working on unlearning. And oftentimes they come in the forms of cliches or quotes or sayings. And that Maya piece reminds me of a saying that I heard growing up, and I'm sure you heard too, which is, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Or hurt you. Sticks and stones break my bones, but words will never hurt me. And now that I'm older, I realize that that's a lie. It's a lie. I've seen sprained ankles heal. I've seen broken legs have cast on them and then go to physical therapy and heal. But I've also seen myself or others hear words like, you can't do that. You're too dumb for that. You'll never amount to anything. You're an F up. you were a mistake. And I've seen those words last much longer than any sprained ankle or broken body part. I've seen them last a lifetime. The power of words. It's just not true. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. It's not true. Sticks and stones can break your bones. That can hurt you, and so can words. Be careful about what you say to people. And actually, one of my underdog tips is be careful about what you say to yourself. One of my biggest haters in this world is me. My inner voice is telling me stuff that I can't do, or I won't make it, or I'm not lovable, or if you knew me, you wouldn't love me, or you're not dynamic enough. You shouldn't have a radio show. Who's going to listen to you? Not special enough. Power of words. You know what? I'm going to just play that one more time. Well, because it's my show and I can. But I just think it's important to listen again, right? The power of words.
Words are things, I'm convinced. You must be careful about the words you use or the words you allow to be used in your house. In the Old Testament, we are told in Genesis that in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was God, and the Word was with God. That's in Genesis. Words are things. You must be careful. Careful about calling people out of their names, using racial pejoratives and sexual pejoratives and all that ignorance. Don't do that. Someday we'll be able to measure the power of words. I think they are things. I think they get on the walls. They get in your wallpaper. They get in your rugs, in your upholstery, in your clothes, and finally into you.
And that was Maya Angelou. And you know why I'm playing that? Because it's Black History Month and it's almost Women's History Month. And instead of doing either or right now, I felt like doing both. Maya's black and she's a woman, so we just gonna have her rock out. And that was her with the power of words. And as we know, she's a civil rights activist, author, and poet, and was the first nonfiction bestseller by an African-American woman. Shout out to Maya Angelou. And I leave you with one other final thought, which is, as underdogs, we get to unlearn a lot of stuff too. And one of the things I want you to unlearn today is the idea that sticks and stones may break your bones, but words will never hurt you. It's not true. I've seen broken bones heal. But I've seen folks been told stuff like they're not smart enough or they'll never amount to anything. And I've seen those words stay with people for a lifetime and never heal. So be careful about what you say to people. And also be careful about what you say to yourself. I'm one of my biggest haters sometimes. Don't be one of yours.
Thank you for listening to the Gregory Neesmith Show podcast, where we get personal about the news and the culture. And as always, I leave you with my favorite quote, underdogs, can't nobody do it like you do it. Nobody. Peace.